Lawmakers here in Washington formally certify an election today. That step makes it official that President Bush won a second term. But some Democrats are pursuing allegations of voting fraud and technical failures. NPR's Tovia Smith spoke to a small group of protesters that's not ready to give up.
These are the Kerry diehards.
This is my favorite sign.
More than 2 months after the election, even the most ardent Democrats have put down their signs, peeled off their Kerry bumper stickers, and have let go. No longer talking about moving to Canada, no longer in therapy, they've accepted the reality of a two-term President George W. Bush. But not these folks.
I believe we should throw out that election. You need to do it again, and you need to do it right.
Helene Thayer, a massage therapist from Boston, is one of a handful of demonstrators who've been holding vigil in front of John Kerry's Beacon Hill home, rain or snow, for more than a week. Calling themselves the Coalition Against Election Fraud, they're hoping to persuade Kerry and others to vote against certifying the November vote. Thayer says she's outraged by reports of irregularities with electronic voting machines, long lines in Democratic and minority neighborhoods, and other dirty tricks, as Thayer puts it, that sent voters to the wrong polling stations.
We have too many unknowns in this election, and that means that we should not be certifying something when we actually have no idea who won this election.
Kerry has been traveling since the vigil began. Aides say he's still away and will not vote on the certification issue today. A spokesman would only say that the senator, quote, conceded the election on November 3rd, and while Kerry wants voting irregularities to be investigated, he's not looking to change the outcome of the election, much to the dismay of the never-say-die supporters at Kerry's doorstep.
I really do think that is rather sad and rather disappointing. And I guess we don't expect necessarily all the Republicans to help, but we did kind of think the Democrats might do that. Hello, how are you? Are you tourists?
Here we are.
As tourists stroll down the cobblestone streets and pose for pictures in front of Kerry's brownstone, demonstrators pass out flyers urging all the voters they can find to call their representatives. A few locals give them the thumbs up. But even some who voted for Kerry, like 40-year-old filmmaker Andy Weltman, say it's time to move on.
I'd rather Kerry be in office, but I'm not big on the conspiracy theories, so I just like the country to get on its way.
Across the street, Kerry neighbor Alan Friedberg is just a bit more diplomatic.
I think, unfortunately, the intentions are good, but the effort is quixotic.
For their part, the demonstrators bristle at suggestions they're somehow paranoid or just sore losers. 68-year-old retiree Helene Simmons of Boston says she's not fighting for John Kerry. She's fighting for democracy itself.
For me, this isn't just about this election. It's about elections in the future. Somebody needs to look into this. Otherwise, we are doomed. We are doomed.
Many group members plan to be in Washington today, making the case in person before the certification vote. They need just one senator to vote no and trigger further debate that would at least air the questions that they say are critical to restoring trust in the nation's electoral system. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.